Hello?
Bob, how are you this morning?
Very well, sir.
I thought the working group would meet there from 9 till 10, and I'd join you about then.
Excellent. Very good. We're over here now.
I told him to be sure that the Attorney General is there, and if he's not, check that for me, because I'm not going to be there, and he wasn't on the list.
I will do it. I don't think he is, because he was coming to my office with Oliva, the Cuban brigade commander, who has some problems with our army. Troops at 9:30, and I canceled the appointment, and I had the impression he wasn't coming, but I'll call immediately.
Well, I noticed this morning on the group that they evidently assembled.
Yeah.
They didn't have his name, yeah. And I think it's important that he be invited in.
Would you like me to call him? I'll do so right away.
Mac, just check Mac and see.
I'll do that.
If he hasn't, you check it. I don't think you need to say it. We even talk, but just check and see if where you're meeting, and Mac Bundy will tell you, and then ask him if the Attorney General is coming, that you had an appointment with him. And
I'll do so.
And you can find out, just see if that's handled delicately. Now, what do you know?
Well, the only thing I know is I don't think we can do nothing here, Mr. President. I just don't believe we can allow them to turn off the water and make no response other than handling these crews through the courts and sending them back to Cuba. So we have a whole series of options open to us, it seems to me, and that ought to be the function of this working group within an hour to lay it out for you so you can make your choice.
Is there much we can do? I thought we'd done nearly everything on Cuba.
No, sir. No, sir. I think there are many things we can do, including there's a possibility, for example, some movement to quarantine arms flow and subversive flows into, say, Venezuela. But I've got a whole list of possible actions here, and I think we ought to discuss them and have them laid out for you when you come in. In any event, I just don't think we can do nothing. It seems to me that's bad domestically, and it's bad in relation to...
It's intolerable domestically.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, what about your water? Can you have any wells there?
We do, but the wells produce only about 100,000 gallons a day against an austere requirement per day of something on the order of 500,000 to 700,000 gallons and a normal requirement of over 1 million gallons per day. We've got plenty of water. That doesn't bother us. We can produce 100,000 from wells. We can produce 100,000 from evaporators in Guantanamo. That's 200,000. We have about 11,500,000 gallons in one set of tanks and another 2 or 3 million gallons in another for roughly 15 to 16 million gallons there. We have two tankers that are identified as water tankers that can begin moving water in there. The first will be there on the 18th of February, the second on the 22nd of February, and thereafter we can keep a regular flow, and so we're amply protected on water. The problem is a political one rather than a physical one.
What kind of water can we cut off to her? I guess she gets some food and medicine, stuff like
that. No. Well, we are still under Training with the Enemy Act. Legally giving them food.
We
don't give them any. This is the point exactly. So that saying we're not going to give them any when we haven't given them any is really no penalty.
What is it that they are getting that we can cut off? Our allies, I guess, are going to insist on getting every dime of trade they can.
I think so. I personally favor some move to begin to restrict their access to the Latin American countries by a quarantine of one kind or another, and then that's a rather flexible arrangement. We can escalate it or restrict it as we choose. This would have to be done, of course, with the cooperation and full support of specific Latin American countries. I doubt that we'd get any of them to request it at the moment other than Venezuela, but I think Venezuela would, and this in itself would be a step. Well, which I don't want to...
Do you think, I'm just reasoning with you.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is closely tied in with the Panama action?
I believe so, yes.
I do, too. All right, okay.
Thank you, sir.